What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is whack.
Oh, my God. Oh.
And he's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
You ought to.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Are you okay?
I am okay, Steiny.
Should I let the listeners in a little secret?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, then why 9 minutes ago did you say, Steiny, I'm hurting?
Oh, no, that was physically. Okay. Yeah. Went to the gym last night, Steiny, did too much on the bench press, shoulder a little.
Just stop it.
No, shoulder a little.
Stop. You're already evading the subject.
Arthritis kicking in early.
Nobody cares about that, dude.
Right. Loveman does. What up, baby? Talk to me. It's payday.
Yes, it is, and it's a Friday.
Cadillac has my check.
Ouch. I got you today, buddy.
Okay, the scholarship.
You're going to need a pick-me-up.
You just did. No, seriously. Yeah, mean that?
Yeah,
all right, we're back.
I got you.
All right, Kenny, you heard him.
All right. So, you know, I was coming in today. We're going to talk a lot. I'll decide. Guru will decide what we talk a lot about. We will get into Juwan Jennings. Tim Kawakami on the afternoon show yesterday saying that he's hearing that Jennings wants 20 mil or more. Okay, that takes this conversation, I think, in a different direction.
And
correct?
TK is a big boy. For real, Kenny.
But something obviously happened yesterday that
shook the world.
It was pretty big in the sports world, and that's the Cowboys traded Micah Parsons to the Packers for a couple first-round picks.
Yeah.
And Kenny Clark.
Yeah. Three-time Pro Bowler.
All right.
Had a down year last year, but yeah, three-time Pro Bowler.
I sense bounce back.
he'll help. They're better against the run. I'll just say that.
So I have a question for all the sports fans out there. We can have some fun during the day. Has there ever been a trade or, let's say, a departure that has crushed you as a sports fan?
I have one. Oh, my God, I want to let it out.
Now, hold on.
All right.
Hold on. I'm going to try to build this up.
Yep.
Because I think this one for Goo, the Micah Parsons, if you're a Cowboy fan, it's just a big, big trade, obviously. And I know he's not feeling great about it because I heard what
Jack... I'm not down.
No,
like,
you are.
I was down on Micah.
I heard your interview with KCBS, our sister station, and you said
I'm up
it was
and
a
down.
Bad trade.
Yeah.
Jerry Jones needs to be replaced.
Yeah.
What else did you say? It was very... Anyway.
Yeah. We got a Happy Meal for Micah.
Okay. So all I'm saying is...
Decision was made...
If Guru
But I'm better than a lot of people think, man. Okay.
But obviously it was a shock, and
yeah, it is.
Is there anything similar that Bay Area sports fans have had to endure? I mean, I know one going way back.
I wonder if we have the same one.
I bet it is. How
do we want to reveal it now or hold tight?
How about this? We'll go 1, 2, 3, and then we'll say the
name.
Okay,
here we go. Here we go, Kitty.
You ready?
On a payday Friday.
1, 2, 3.
Weber.
Chris Weber.
Yeah, we got it. Look at us. Shaq and Kobe.
30 years later, that's still a big
one. I ain't gotten over it. I still would. And they still haven't got a big, but they got a dynasty. But still, that big, man.
Yeah. Anyway, so we'll talk about if yeah. there's ever been a trade or, let's say, a free agent departure that's really crushed you.
Yeah, and I do have to say this about our relationship real quick, Stoney. Willard called me or texted me. My phone blew up as I left the crossover early yesterday. And I do have to say something to you because you are hugging me and I can feel your arms and you don't even know you're doing it, but I love you for it. In the 8 years of us doing radio together, I've never, with the zest, the energy of looking you in the pupils yesterday saying, forget all this filibuster. Oh, he's right. Not getting traded. Forgot I said that minutes before I left the station, and it happened. So from that vantage point, I'm shocked. But I'm going to tell you this. I'm being real, Steiny. I am being real with you. The Rafael Devers trade supersedes this one for me.
What?
I didn't see that coming at all. And then also the Luka Doncic trade after he took the Mavericks to the finals and was averaging 30. Micah hasn't done that. So those two supersede how surprised I am about what happened yesterday. And I hope you believe me.
Well, I mean, honestly, the last thing I remember you saying before you left yesterday was, Steiny, come on. No, wait. No. Well, Kenny, do you?
Well, I don't think he has it.
Well, I don't know.
I didn't have a chance to. We didn't see the others coming, so I couldn't tell you they were not going to appear. You know what I mean?
Not really.
Like you're saying to this defense, that's what he is. He's a generational player, man. Yeah. I never believed any of this. And these reports, real quick, Steiny, he's not getting traded. That's what they're not going to do. Shout out Richie Rich from Oakland, the rapper.
Wow.
And Kitty, you found it, Kitty. Wow.
But he saw it coming.
We clicking on all cylinders. No, I did. I didn't think it would get there. The point about Devers and Luka, there were no whispers at all about it.
Think about it this way. When you said there was no chance, it was already done.
He might be. Dude, man. Oh, man.
Oh, all right. Yeah. That was a big trade, though, yesterday for sure.
But we both agreed on the Weber one. That's just amazing.
That's one that came to mind for me. Absolutely.
Man, that hurt.
The Chris Webber one. But
some say it. Alnetta Harrison in the chat said Tim Hardaway to Miami.
Oh, yeah. That was.
But the year they balled, he was hurt with Webber.
Yeah.
Avery true. Johnson.
The. I mean, it can be
anything.
Anything you want. Yeah. Some other things. We got Marcy Weiser from Live 105.
Girl.
She's coming in today at 10:18.
My second time this week on the mic with her.
She'll come on till for about 10 minutes or so. We'll get caught up in the music world
and life.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Sure. Let's see. Oh, I got. I got a lot of stuff to tease. Oh, I don't think I've
ever heard that.
I think I could.
Cheer me up.
Yes.
All right.
I'm about to offer you a bet.
Because. Go ahead, because the Giants are hot now.
It's got nothing
we got to, one with them.
It's got nothing to do with them. Cowboys get better on this trade? Actually, don't even answer that.
All right.
I'm willing to bet you, if you give me 2-1 odds, that the Cowboys will be better than last year.
Well, that's
and the Packers will be worse than last year.
Done data. That's no, the Green Bay part is like, I don't like that part of the bet. They're going to be way better.
Okay.
Injuries to the Packers.
Okay,
yes.
Well, then make bet. Both things would have to happen. If the Cowboys win more than seven games.
It's done. This is a dumb bet.
And the Packers win
Steiny,
less
tripping.
Than 11.
You're done. Yeah, I guess. I don't. Sport radio, dumb. Dude, it's done. You guys got to put some respect on my game.
2-1 odds, because I got two things got to happen for me. Yeah. All right. And I'm doing...
Dallas is not... Their season's not over. They got a guy that's going to help them against the run, their offense is going to be their defense.
Don't you see what I'm doing here? This is my Devers bet. This is my Devers bet. Oh, the Red Sox, they're done. They just lost Devers.
Wow.
They're done. They're packing it in. The Giants, they could get the Dodgers. They may beat the Dodgers now in the NL West.
Well, we don't know. They're not out of it. The Giants are out of the coffin.
Okay. Now, that's funny.
Why?
Okay, I'm not doing that with you today.
It is funny.
I'm not doing that.
They're six back with 28, 27 left.
That's right.
Just saying.
Okay, so you're right. They go 24-4. They might sneak in.
You don't know if that's the number.
You don't know it's not.
But they're hot is what we both know. They might sweep Baltimore.
They might get swept.
But what would you bet right now? They're hot. They're hitting the ball traveling.
I wouldn't bet a dime on the Giants right now. Really?
I bet you they sweep
They've
Baltimore.
They've won five in a row.
I bet you they sweep the Orioles.
They've won. I'll bet you on that.
All right. $20.
Sure.
All right.
Okay.
It's done. Put it in the cap. They sweep the O's.
Guru.
I see you Monday. 8 in a row.
Guru. They just won 5 in a row.
Yeah, good teams.
And they picked up a game.
I got you on that. I'm just telling you they're going to sweep Baltimore.
Okay. And you know what? Maybe they'll cut it to 5.
All right. But we got to bet.
They don't have enough time.
Melvin saving his gig?
We'll see.
Sure.
Yeah, thank you, Kenny.
Sure. All right. Once again, we got a lot of Niner stuff to talk about. We can get into the Giants, but we're not talking fantasy baseball as it relates to the Giants. We're going to talk
about realistic
baseball. And did I tell you?
Uh-oh, what?
I'm down on somebody in the Bay.
Boy.
An athlete, a pro athlete.
When did it happen?
When I read something that he said.
That's right. I have no idea who it is.
I'm a little disappointed with Brandon Pajemski. I just am.
Him and his dad listen, Stoney.
I know. Brandon and your father, no malice. There's no malice here. I just want to address something that
we
he
bet
said,
that the Giants are going to sweep the O's.
That was very, you know, Pod said something that was, you know. Man. I thought it was, you know, it was a cheap shot. And I took offense to it, and quite frankly, it was hurtful.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I was going to pull out the little thing, and I can't remember what it is.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, welcome back. If you listen to the show, you know on Fridays we bring in Marcy Weiser from Live 105. She'll join us for 10 minutes or so.
Who pulled that drop?
Kenny back there. And she was talking to Steiny, not me. Yes.
So how's it going, Marsh? We haven't done this in a while.
I know it has been. You're either gone or I'm out or something.
The gang's all back. Do payday Fridays hit different than a regular Friday?
That's
for
right.
You.
Yeah.
I look at her. Chicken.
So what's going on in the music world? Did you bring notes in today?
I did not bring notes. Okay. No. Should we bring up the topic that we were talking about on Live?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know what it is, but I think I know what it is.
No, it's not.
I know.
Taylor?
It's no.
Oh, good.
No.
Okay.
I think there's enough of that.
Thank you, Marcy.
Right? And I love how people say, nobody really cares. Yes, people care because they broke the internet.
Yeah, I like her. So, I like her.
But
like
why did it break the internet? Who cares?
I mean, yeah.
They're two people.
Anyway, white after Labor Day. You're wearing a white shirt right now. It's not Labor Day yet, so you're in the clear. If you abide by that rule.
No. I always wear white after Labor Day.
Yeah. It's an outdated rule, right?
Did you catch him in pink the other day?
I did. He looked nice.
Yeah. Steiner! I told him he looked nice. Yeah.
Very pretty.
Oh, boy.
You're turning red. Just take a compliment. It's okay.
All right.
Yeah. Big plans this weekend?
I'm doing the soccer thing all weekend. My daughter has a soccer tournament, so we're headed to Sacramento.
Oh, it's going to be hot in Sac. It's been hot. SPF.
Going to have to take some cooling cloths.
Yeah. And orange slices.
Yeah,
that helps.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Lots of water. Lots of Gatorade.
So what else is going on? I wanted to ask you. I don't think we've had you on since you've been to Oasis, right?
Yeah, no.
Tell the people.
It was so cool. I mean, if you're going to see Oasis, seeing it at Wembley.
Wow. That's in London.
That's where you need to see it. I mean, they're going to be great to see anywhere. And they're on this side of the pond now anyway. But great show. The fan energy was so cool.
That's what it's about.
Took the tube and everybody was singing Oasis songs at the top of their lungs. And it was a cool energy. It was a great show.
Did you burn the midnight oil while you were there?
Sure.
Look at her.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't.
You don't know that.
I do know that.
How?
Because the pubs close at 11.
They do.
But then you do things after, right? The after party.
There was some of that. But, I mean, seriously, they close. Everything closes so early.
Oh, then I wouldn't have a good time then. I mean, you got to just go back to your room?
Just have to behave.
Oh. Well, the kids know where the clubs, the after hours.
All right, okay, I got you.
Stuff is, but that's not really for you.
Yeah.
Or Marcy.
But I got a young spirit, Marcy. I get after it. I do have a question for you. Can I lay it on you?
Because
I saved it last time we got down on the radio. So my wife and I, before we were married, before we dated, she was a big sports fan.
Right.
Or acted like she was one. We went to events. I can remember them. Now I've burnt her out on sports. The fantasy, the interviews at the house. I feel like she fibbed a little bit. Can a man be too much into sports to where it's a turnoff?
Because
I feel like she sold me a lemon in regard to her fandom. Now it's like, it's too much.
No, she knows you and she knows what you do. So, right? So
you
accept that. And you would think that she would be more of a fan.
Yeah.
I would think.
But the word burnout is what she used.
Burnout.
Recently.
I don't know.
I don't think that's.
You're going to have to do some meditation.
Need some counseling? I got you, Marcy. I'm going to hit
meditation.
You
meditation. Go meditate. Do some sessions.
I just don't like when people, switch up.
Yeah, it's called bait and switch.
Yeah, no doubt. That's what I feel like happened, Mark.
Yeah.
I mean, I said it.
Yeah, it's like
we need a third party to talk to.
You know, it's like I have a buddy who got married and his wife was really cool when they got married and they used to go out and have fun. And
that's it.
And then she got religion.
Oh,
and now he doesn't even know who she is.
Really?
Yes.
Hey, people change. People change. People grow.
Yeah.
People shrink.
Some grow apart too.
Some people shrink.
That's what I was going to say. You hope to grow together.
Any advice? What direction. Do I do? Third party? Kaiser,
probably.
We need third party.
Is it causing a major issue?
No, it's just, I'm a real person. I love hard, and it's just, I can't forget what you used to be. So to say now I burnt you out, I'm like, I don't know if it was ever lit.
Did you tell her that?
Yeah.
You've talked to her?
Yeah, in a soft voice, inside voice.
And
yeah.
She said what?
Shut up. Yeah, she told me to shut up.
This is taking a strange turn.
No, I just, I like women's advice. Like, I'm being real. I don't know what to do. And
I think if the conversation stops there, you're going to have to talk to somebody.
Yeah. Because I'm not sporting less. You know what I'm saying? The games are on, Marcy, and fantasy's about to start. So let's go.
Yeah. She's about to get a heavy dose.
There you go.
Yeah.
Is she the kind of person that says, you know, me, it is, you do know it's football season.
Well, I say it's work, but I don't like finessing. Like, come on. Just give me my space in the remote and I'm good.
Yeah. Oh, I mean,
men really are a lot simpler than some people.
Yeah,
I guess.
Now I feel like Al Bundy. That's not who I am.
What does that mean?
You know, he just sat in the couch with his hand in his pants and the remote with a beer. That's how I took that simple. But
no,
that's not how you meant it.
No, that's all right. Not it. Just, yeah. You're easy to please.
There
remote
you go.
Control, oh, television couch.
Sports, man.
There you go.
Sports.
Yeah.
What else? You need any help with anything else?
What are you guys up to this weekend?
Oh, I got.
Oh, action.
I'm going skydiving tomorrow.
Now I know you're fibbing.
Could you picture him skydiving? Thank you.
Yeah, Rizzotto, I'm kidding. I'm not going skydiving. What are you, crazy? What are you guys laughing at? You fell for it?
Because nobody pitches. That's not in your DNA.
Exactly.
You're the last one there.
That's why I said
I'm right behind you, but wow.
That's why I said it.
Stiney, I got a really cool black Oasis concert t-shirt, and I actually got an extra one for you.
No.
And so I'm
give it to Goo.
Why wouldn't you wear it?
It's
and
black.
How rude.
It's a black t-shirt.
Ask him why is he racist against black t-shirts.
Why?
I told you this. Because they get too hot in the summer.
What's that mean?
Okay, but then it cools off.
When you're inside half the day.
I don't like black t-shirts. What do you want me to tell you? And in fact, Goo, and he's in New York probably three deep, so he doesn't know this. You know, Evan bought me that Isotopes.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Shirt. And gray's okay.
But is it a dark gray?
His gray's a little darker than I like.
He is so weird.
Yeah, why? I mean, what is it? Is there a stereotype in your mind that comes with a black t-shirt?
It's usually like dumb.
Knuckle dragger.
Heavy metal.
Yeah, I knew that.
Let's see. Yeah, that thing.
Yeah.
You do that too. What is that?
Stingers up.
It's metal. It's the devil horns.
Yeah.
Ronnie James Dio, you can thank for the devil horns.
Like, wow.
You don't know who he is.
I grew up on Kiss. Ace Frehley, Paul Simmons, Gene Simmons.
Yeah, Paul Simon. Yeah. Paul Simon.
Marcy, we are a show of the people.
Stanley.
I got to ask this. I'm blurting out now. The 510 says, is Marcy single?
Oh.
No, they asked. I give the people what they want.
Do I count my children in there? Do I throw them in the mix?
You're going to Facebook. It's complicated.
Exactly.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot, young lady.
No, it's fine.
So it's officially complicated?
It's officially
okay.
Complicated.
All right,
I don't even know.
All right,
I don't know.
It is.
Speaking of Facebook.
What you got?
I've been noticing something on Facebook that's a little bit troubling. There's a difference between a vacation and a lifestyle. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I have this friend on Facebook. She'll be named Sally, even though that's not her name. And she starts posting photos, and she's in Croatia, and she's in Italy, and she's in like Slovenia. And it's
Let's go.
Like two or three months, and I'm thinking, what the hell is going on? It's a long vacation. Turns out she may have moved there. So then that's just your lifestyle now. That's not a vacation. So she doesn't need to post like it's a vacation.
Well,
she's
it's
now
new
living
to
there.
Her, though. Yeah, it's new.
Like she's sharing her life.
I'm with it. Keep doing it. I'm with Marcy.
She's worked hard.
You sound jealous.
Is she retired? She's retired.
Yeah, she's retired.
Look, he's jealous.
I am jealous.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I think that's what it is. Yeah.
I'm totally
keep
jealous.
Keep posting. That's what it's for.
That's right. That's true.
But, yeah. Vacation photos are one thing, but
well, what are you supposed to post? Pictures of your food?
Now she's got to post when she goes on vacation. She's not on vacation now. She's living. Mm. So when she leaves Croatia or Slovenia or wherever she's living and goes somewhere,
that bothers you.
Then that would be a vacation and she can post. Like, go to Paris.
But look at all this math he's doing on somebody's post. They're just trying to show you what I'm doing in the real time, Marcy. And he's doing his mental calculator of there's too much of this and that. Wow.
So just your day-to-day living, what are you supposed to post on social?
Moments of...
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Activity, moments of accomplishment, perhaps even moments of sadness.
Kind of like...
But in the middle.
Kind of like what she's doing.
Exactly.
No, she's... No, what she... Marcy, guru. What she... Don't you get it? What she's doing is sticking it to us. That's what she's doing.
But be happy for her as opposed to too much.
Why would I be happy for her?
You're feeling it.
I barely know her, by the way.
He's telling on himself. Man,
I barely know
dude.
Well,
this really means something
to you. I like
Sally. Yeah.
Kind of weird.
Her name's not really Sally.
Yeah. No. There's a great song.
Scotty wants to see the foreclosure sign on the front yard on the house. Post that. Things aren't going well.
All right. Well.
I'm sorry that bothers you.
Yeah, Marcy, you were great.
You guys are great.
No, you're great.
You're great.
Right.
Smoops.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, this is always the most awkward time.
I know.
You probably have to deal with it. You interview all kinds of people. You know, you're not at a break, but the interview's over. And
you just thanks for swinging
by. It doesn't
by.
Have to be over.
Well,
like there's no mandate that she has to get up and leave.
Like you guys are
this
on.
This is
you
our
guys,
show you, now.
You guys have to break. I mean, you got stuff to get
10:42.
To. 10:42. Okay. Well.
But remember
she
the
was trying to get out.
Remember the time where
we love you.
I can't remember. We were over at the Was it you and me? We were over at the facility.
Andre Iguodala.
No, but Kirk Lacob came over.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
And it was like 10:30. And we said, and Raymond was like, just about 10:30. Let's wrap.
Head of PR.
We wrap at 10:30. He just keeps sitting there. We're doing the show. And Kirk's just still sitting there. But I'm like, well, all right.
Let's keep going.
I think I see a bottle of something over there.
Oh, that's new vodka. New vodka.
Would you like me to bust that out? I mean, I'll just hang out. And
well, you're off the clock.
Yeah,
so
you can do it, but somebody beat you to it. We got some, yeah.
All right,
some
I'm
people that have been doing
hair.
Something.
All right,
with it. You're
all right.
The
thanks,
best.
Guys.
Have a great
week.
Have a great weekend, and thanks for popping in here.
Yeah, see you guys Tuesday.
Oh, I got a new rule. If we bring her in, she's got to go all the way to the end. Why we got to rush her? How rude.
Hegan said 10:30 is the limit.
This is our show. This is our show.
Nahegan's our
Stani
boss.
And Guru.
We could put a poll up, but then if Marcy loses, she's going to feel terrible.
No, she won't. They want to know if she's single or not. Complicated right. one out.
Yeah. One person. That's
it. Was a
it.
Few.
Just one.
Yeah. They like her voice.
All right.
That's nice. Yeah. Okay.
You got
right.
a great
thank,
voice.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. 2:30.
Okay. Ship. Bye-bye. All right.
Old ship. 2:30.
See you then.
All right. Marcy Weiser, live 105.
She's awesome.
Wait till she leaves the room before you start talking about how great she is.
She's had me on her show.
Please.
That's my girl.
What did you guys talk about yesterday?
Adult acne. Remember I had my little pimple. Yeah, it's gone away. Yeah, a little BPO. I'm ready.
What's BPO?
It's just, if you don't know, you don't know.
Do you know, Ken? Risotto, do you know?
It's like OxyContin.
No, I thought he said BPA. That's why I laughed.
No, shout out BPA. It's like OxyContin for adults. If you got a blemish, you just slap it on there, let it dry up.
I put toothpaste on those, believe it
we
or not.
We talked about that.
Oh,
that was
you?
Her remedy.
Yeah, I put toothpaste on when I got one brewing.
Yeah. I don't remember. You had one time. Yeah, you did.
Where was it?
I did right by your nose. I didn't want to tell. I was like, what the hell is that?
You didn't want to tell me?
Thank you. I didn't want to bring it on air, but I'm good now. She's awesome.
Yeah, she's cool. She's all right.
Yeah.
Okay. Juwan Jennings.
Ooh, Steiny. TK dropped a bomb.
Yeah, let me get into that.
Because we've been asking all week, what was the number? Has anybody heard anything? And boy, you're about to let us know what he said.
If you ask me what the dollars are, I would tell you just from my opinion is that it's not close. It's not even close. Now, at some point, you got to either make a deal or not, and the 49ers want him on the field on week one, and Juwan Jennings probably doesn't want to go on injury reserve or get deactivated or whatever could happen in the next few days if he's not practicing. But everything I've heard is it's he wants a lot, and the 49ers are offering very little. I'll put it that way. If I could generalize it like that, and I think we can all kind of write in what the money terms are based on that, but it's far apart. I've been hearing this. I've been riding this for several weeks now. Right? It's not close, and it's pretty clear it's not close still.
All right. Now, let me allow myself to Dan Dibley.
I was about to say, clear my throat.
Dan Dibley then
Thanksgiving.
Says enough is enough.
Oh.
Far apart.
Dibs.
I need more details. And Dibley's got a great relationship with CalCom. He gives him some grief here and there. Dibley wasn't having it.
What you hear, not from the camp, but from NFL circles, is that it's high. It's above 20 is what I've heard, and maybe a lot above 20 a year, to put him in the top 20 or so of receivers in that realm. 49ers have done it before with Brandon Ayuk, so there is precedent for lifting a guy way up on the higher ranks of the receiver salaries. What I've heard from the 49ers side in the air on that one is that they don't want to do anything. They are negotiating. I think there have been numbers exchanged, but they just redid his deal last year, and that's before he got 977 yards receiving. That's before he was the first receiver basically last year when Ayuk got hurt. That's before a lot of other things happen. But, their chances, we keep doing you every year, we're going to come back and do it again, and then we're going to tell Colton McKivitz, we're going to tell Trent Williams, we're going to tell Brock Purdy to whatever. So you understand that precedent that they don't want to break.
Unfortunately, that clip left out the searing question by Dibs. But there it is. There's two things going on here. One... If he's asking for 20, that ain't happening, man. Right? We all can acknowledge it ain't happening. Do you believe it's 20?
if TK is in the know, Stoddy, I got to believe so. Why else is he not red on the field practicing? And Jennings probably looking. I believe Juwan Jennings, Stoddy, and you could say this is irrational confidence. I believe he thinks he's probably better than Brandon Ayuk at his job. So I'm just saying, for him to go what he's making now, all the way up to 20, if not more, man, that explains why it's quiet on the set, right?
Absolutely. And that's why.
Barry Sanders.
And that's why I really don't think there's a lot of engagement here between the sides at all. I mean,
we mentioned that yesterday.
Obviously, there's going to have to be if they need to, you know, to come to a resolution. But I get the sense right now, let's just take the low end of that. Hell, let's drop it down to 18. 16 or 18 probably is too much. So when you guys, when 49er fans, this is the other thing, when 49er fans hear 20, well, naturally, people then are going to gravitate toward the side of the San Francisco 49ers in terms of how they should play.
How many people or calls have we taken or even seen in print on the chat, the text line, Stoney, that were pay the man? I don't know if I've seen one.
Well, that's
at that premium
price. Yeah. No, I'm kind of with you there. I mean, that's just
he mentioned IR
money.
Or deactivated.
Yeah, I don't know.
Man, Juwan.
I mean, if he's on IR.
I ain't mad at your brother, but boy, are you overinflating your own worth? Do you have a false sense of self-worth at this point?
If he's asking for 20, then I will say yes. He's got a false sense of self.
All right, what if we get 4 weeks in the season and the Niner passing game, and again, this is just a scenario, is not hitting on all cylinders, and it's obvious to everybody. Would you say, "Goo, oh my gosh, maybe they messed up"? If that's without Jennings,
no. Mm. You know what? Here's the way I was thinking of it, and it's not a perfect analogy. It's not a perfect analogy, but the 49ers are decimated at wide receiver right now, right?
Yeah,
and that's a part of what's going on with Jennings, right?
Trying to cash in.
Okay, what if we found out today that Jimmy Butler was going to miss half the season? Would you give more money right now to Jonathan Kuminga? If Butler was going to miss half the season and you knew that already, does that give Kuminga more leverage?
I would say
and
yes.
And would the Golden State Warriors then say, you know what?
We need you.
We'll give you 28.
I would. I think that's just how life works, Donnie.
Well, it's not how it's working for Jennings. You know, with the leverage. See, I think it's very interesting because you're almost giving Jennings you're redoing his contract, but he's not, you're redoing his contract because now he has a different role, but his different role is going to go back to his original role probably halfway through the season.
Yeah, and Stoney, and that's where I've been fighting you throughout this whole process. When you get caught up on the number 1, 2, 3 receivers, you're right. But Jennings found a way to shine when Ayuk and Debo were healthy. The game of football was so fluid and so fast, Donnie.
Wait, what?
If you're open, it doesn't matter. The ball's coming that way. And we saw Jennings shine when Ayuk was out there, Kittle was out there, and Debo.
Right.
Like, he caught passes. Super Bowl, Juwan Jennings. So it's not just you're the number 3 receiver, so you're going to get less at-bats.
Well, he does.
No, it's predicated on if you're open or not. Jennings.
Why did he go from 280 receiving yards 2 years ago to 975 last year? It's because he moved up in the pecking order guys were hurt.
Yeah, my point, Stoney, is in big moments, the ball could come to whomever. And he's proven that more times than not in a Niner uniform that he's clutch. Well, that's all.
But he wants $20 million.
No, and I already told you where I'm at on that. That's too much.
Right. It's
and is there, and like, TK, we love you. Is there any way you think it may not be, like, could that be a stretch, or whoever gave TK that, and again, we'll never know, could that be off, or that explains where we're at?
I mean,
what makes him think he can get that? Juwan, I'm saying.
Obviously, his agent has not, I don't know, read it well either. You know, I heard Tim also say, you know, this is Juwan. He feels like it's Juwan more than Rosenhaus. And I don't.
Who's been quiet?
These are things that I'm not sure. I'm sure they're important, but they don't change the you know, the fundamental dynamic. You know, the thing I was thinking is, if he really asked for 20, then the 49ers basically hit the pike. Okay, well, you know what? My calf's still really bothering me. Okay, your calf's really bothering you. All right, well, we'll figure it out. Like, why wouldn't the 49ers, or why couldn't the four? They say 20's a joke. And at the last minute, let's say, over this weekend or Monday, they say to him, tell you what, we'll bump you up to $10 million. We'll give you $2 million a year. Would he take it?
At this point, hell no. If his asking price is 20.
That's what I would do if I were the Niners.
And maybe they've done that.
Show him some. Maybe. That's a good point.
No doubt.
That's a very good point. I don't know. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. How should the 49ers handle the situation with Juwan Jennings moving forward? Or do you feel like they've made their move? They've handled it, and now they don't need to do anything until Jennings does something.
9 days away from opening day, week one.
Or would you like to see him a little bit more proactive trying to get Jennings in here?
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.